The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Hey, so I thought my pettiness was over. I thought I had moved on from a certain topic last week. I actually was coming in the studio today because, well, in all fairness, I had a little bit of a life-changing experience on Saturday night. And I had decided to be the bigger person in a certain situation, and pull some content, maybe even pull a podcast episode. But some people don't know the law, and some people wanted to hit me this morning, or this afternoon, whatever time it is, with a cease and desist for all libel and slander. Publications, including social media posts, podcasts, videos, Snapchats, occurring. We're just going to call her Bitchzilla. And the commercial disbursement of Bitchzilla's entertainment stuff. So, I've never got a cease and desist before. But I'm going to teach everybody a little few lessons, a couple lessons right now. One, I did a show with the radio station. About the radio station. And I don't regret doing that one. I kind of regret that I don't have a relationship with some of those people anymore, and I burnt that bridge. Well aware that I burnt that bridge. I don't give a fuck about burning this bridge. So, one thing that I just got off the phone with someone who, kind of like a counselor, some might even call him an attorney. First off, I found out that you're only liable for something if I cost you to lose money already. So let me explain this to you there, Bitzilla. If you would have had a show booked and they would have canceled your show already because of comments I've made, that would make me liable. That hasn't happened. Gotta have shows booked. And then slander. Let me explain to you what slander is. If I was lying about you, that would be, that would be slander. But the fact that I'm fixing to read every single text message that I received about you, that's not slander. That's telling the truth. And we live in America to where I can say whatever the fuck I want. It's freedom of speech. And it even gets better if you're telling the fucking truth. Look, I'm not telling anybody from other people's perspectives. I'm not telling you third count conversations. I am literally telling people my account, the people's account that was here, the people's that has sent me text messages. I'm telling their account. Therefore, that's not truth. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you, if you want to get a cease and desist letter, why don't you get a fucking cease and desist letter for everybody that messaged me about you. Because now, when I send them this cease and desist, by the way, I love the attorney's logo. I called their office a while ago. Hopefully, they'll call me back soon. I want to just go ahead and say it looks like they did a great job. I have nothing against this attorney. This attorney is doing their job. That is not me saving face or anything. That's me being respectful for somebody doing their job, even though they don't know exactly what they're representing. And I want you to understand that if you take me to a courtroom for this, if you try to take me to a courtroom for this, then just what the attorney that I spoke with a while ago, the one that would be representing me if it got that far, then every one of these messages from all of these people will go into public record. If it goes into public record, then I can share them without your name blurred out and all that good shit. I can protect them and cover their name up, but I don't have to protect yours. So watch what the fuck you do. But you know what? I want you to sue me. I want you to spend all this money and take me to court, because then you're going to get thrown out. Everything, every comment that you've made as well, it's going to get thrown out. It's just stupid to me. It's just stupid. I told you last week, let sleeping dogs lie. But I want to read y'all some of this letter, man. This is fucking great. This shows that you know that my reach is big enough to fuck you and fuck with your career if I wanted to. I also told you that if you just left me alone, that would be the end of it. You didn't want to do it. You wanted to file a cease and desist. Well, thing about cease and desist, when you're telling the truth and you've got the evidence to back it up, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm not lying. And I wonder if all these text messages I'm about to read are going to be lying or not. Also, to this law firm, when I make the video in a few minutes and put on TikTok of me wiping my ass with it, it's nothing towards you. You're just doing your job. You're doing what you got paid for. I'm glad that they had to spend money to get a cease and desist and hire an attorney for this. So please take no offense. I'm not wiping my ass with your logo or your name or anything. I'm wiping my ass with the fact that these people think this is going to shut me the fuck up. I just wonder if y'all really know who you're fucking with. And I might sound arrogant. I might sound cocky or whatever. But also, this message, okay, let's start. We'll start right here. I don't know if I want to read the messages first or if I want to read y'all some of this letter first. You know, I'm just going to read this part of the letter. Bitchzilla is an educated, professional, respected professional in the... Sorry, I'm dyslexic for all those who don't know. She'll probably pick on me about having that, you know, that disability as well. Bitchzilla is an educated, respected professional in the community. She has spent years serving the community in her profession and building a positive reputation. She recently learned you have engaged in spreading false, destructive rumors about her. You have knowingly made statements that are false and otherwise acted reckless with the truth or falsified. Bitch, please. And for that, we will be reading the messages. And this one right here. I like that they tried to tell me what to do. You are hereby notified to delete every post, video, podcast, etc. made in social media account beginning September the 29th. blah, blah, blah. Engage my client personally or commercially disregarding against her business. She don't have a fucking business. We further, I know what they mean by business, by the way. They mean her career. We further demand a formal reaction be placed on every social media. You're trying to get me to apologize. I didn't even read that part yet. There's a better chance of my grandpa coming back from the grave and him telling you to go fuck yourself than me telling you I'm sorry. I will go to jail before I tell anybody I'm fucking sorry for telling the truth. You must not know that my ego has an ego, that my pride has pride. And yeah, some of those are, you know, some deadly sins, but guess what? I'm fucking standing with them. Including Facebook, accompanied by an editorial in the next issue of the Telfair. You want me to put something in your paper? The Telfair Enterprise, within 7 days of receiving this demand. Okay, so you know what? I didn't read that beforehand, and now I'm even more pissed. If you do not immediately comply and cease and desist, Bitchzilla is entitled to seek monetary damages. Please take me to court so I can fucking... Look, take me to court so we can make all of these text messages that I'm about to read public. And not just as public as I'm about to make them. Understand that. I'm still leaving Bitchzilla's name out of everything. You realize that we have not said your name yet in a single post. It's got to hurt your fucking feelings that so many people responded to my post knowing exactly who the fuck you were without us ever saying your fucking name. It's got to fucking hurt. Because people know what a shitty fucking person you are. Let's see. Punitive debt, all this kind of stuff. Furthermore, my client has notified each of your sponsors of slanders. You're going to call my... Okay. Ring, ring. Hello. State Farm. I just want to complain about Josh Terry. He said some shit about me that's not true. You realize that I make the worst jokes on the planet, that I talk the most shit, and they're still going to pay me. Stacey fucking Abrams was a sponsor for this show. And I talk shit about Stacey Abrams on this show. But having the number one show in Georgia and top 1% in the world, they don't care because they want their names heard. If anything, you contact my sponsors, they're going to realize that I'm doing such a good job of what I'm doing that maybe they should pay me more. Oh, you want me to pay your attorney fees too? Let's see. If this matter is not resolved by a certain time, legal proceedings against you will commence. This letter is a tender in the court as evidence. Let's see. Before taking these steps, however, my client wished to give you an opportunity of do it, baby. This was y'all's warning. By the way, once again, said attorney, I know you're doing your job. We will not say a negative thing about this attorney. People are just doing their jobs. But understand, I got some buddies that's got a shit ton of money that really like this show and want to see this show prosper. Also, we have a management company that I've already had to send this letter to. Also, I've had to send the screenshots to. So they know what I'm getting myself into here. But they also know because of this, how many fucking downloads and shit I'm about to get. Wait till I make the video on TikTok of me wiping my ass with a cease and desist letter. It's going to blow up. Excuse me while I drink my whiskey. So, let's see. Let's start. Hold on a second. All right, I'm back. I had to take a little bit of a break real fast. So, let's start reading some of these messages that are not from me. First off, this musician literally just got back from playing with some of the biggest musicians that you know in country music that have a very well-known company, very, very well-known company in Nashville, and said, when I saw your post, I automatically knew who it was. Musicians being fake and using fake filters and everything, I just knew who you were talking about, and then you posted the profile picture. First off, profile picture was hilarious. If you're a bitch, you're just going to get it. You're going to get it. It's funny. And I said, LOL, I know. I'm a piece of shit. And this person went on to say, bro, I played with her one time and swore that night I would never do it again. And played a last minute thing and got paid really shitty. Let's see. And she said, and this person said, I never did anything but be nice to them. And I never refer this person to a place or any band members to play with said person. I said, yeah, that's what I've heard a lot of. And then they said, yeah, she's been talking shit for a while about you and your podcast. So that's something I already knew too, by the way, if y'all didn't know this. I knew that this person had talked shit about me and I left it alone. Because you know what? When someone talks shit about you and they have nothing to back it up besides they don't like you, then that's just stupid. Why would I come after you when you're just spreading false rumors about me? Because people are going to find it for themselves that I'm what I say I am. I'm not like you. Like, the reason why you're coming after me so hard is not that you're scared of me telling a lie. It's you're scared of me telling the fucking truth. You're scared of me letting everybody know who the fuck you are behind closed doors when you're not flashing that fake-ass smile on stage. All right, here's the next one. Someone said, I know exactly who you're talking about. She came to one of our gigs and was mad because said person didn't invite her up on stage to sing. Entitled, she put her business cards on every table at the event that we were playing, including in the bathroom. I went and took all of them on break and tossed them in the trash. When it's not your event and you go to it and you put out your business cards for everybody, that is a cunt move. Why would someone just make that up? Why would someone send me that, just make it up? This person goes on to say, I hate her. The other person that, I guess, that bitchzilla knew her. And I ragged on them so hard on social media and removed her from all social media. She is garbage as fuck. Other person in this conversation got her a gig at the GOAT here once, and he denied helping her with the gig because she was so bad everyone was talking about it. We made fun of her so bad, and now her photos look nothing like her. Anyway, this person literally says I can say their name, but I'm not going to. I'm going to save that one for last. This is from a promoter. This one right here is from a promoter that has had Tracy Lawrence, that has had big name people come to this area. It says, just listen to your podcast. I've been out of the loop for a while, but I know exactly who you're talking about. They said their name. I agreed. And he said, boy, you sure hit the nail on the head. I knew a couple years ago about her, and that's why I never used her for anything again. Hope all is well. Love everything that you do, bud. You got nothing but my support. Okay. Next message. This one right here really pisses me off. This person says, fuck that cunt. That's why she stole and recorded a song I wrote and didn't give me any credit. Everyone knows she ain't ever going anywhere. She's a dead-end streak with fake sidewalks. I told him that was also a hook. I said, of course she didn't do that shit. ? He said, oh, yes, she did. We wrote a song, and I wrote the majority of it. I know this songwriter. Very fucking good, by the way. She took it and released it without me on it and didn't give me any credit or say my name at all. I said, I hate her. Says, me too. She'll burn enough bridges that she'll be stranded soon. And I said, I know. And he was excited that I did a show about you because everybody's tired of your shit. This comes not from the radio station that I used to work for, but for another radio station over in the Vidalia area. This person just acknowledges who I was talking about, and they go on to say, you are 100% right on every level. This one right here is from a female artist. You messed up in your post. She ain't shit, ain't ever gonna be shit. Looks like shit, sings like shit. And thanks for shit don't stink. First off, I don't think that the woman's ugly. I've said this before. I don't think that the woman's ugly. I also don't think that she's completely untalented. I just think she's not memorable. So this is the opinion of someone else right here. And let's see. Sorry, I had to add my 10 cents. If it's exactly who I think it is, I can't stand her fake ass. FYI, we all know she's using them apps. I'm not going to read that part. I have nothing against a certain thing. The size of somebody. I think that might have been across the line. But yeah, let's just say that they're photoshopping. Because maybe that pool ain't warped sideways in real life. Okay. And this person goes on to say, she ain't got shit on me. I tell this person that I love them. And they say, I love you too. Keep doing you, boo. I'm very proud of you. They were proud that I was calling this person out. When you've been that shitty to that many people, that's what happens. Okay, so what's this one right here? Oh, okay. So here we go. Man, in regards to your last post and most recent podcast, I've worked with this person before, and every damn thing you said is dead the fuck right. Everyone who's ever worked with person knows who you're referring to and how much of a bitch she is. And then I go on to say, I'm not saying who it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People have already figured it out, or maybe they're wrong. I have to watch how I say stuff, but the same story I've heard all day long from so many people. They go on to say, I understand in your position, calling names is risky. I won't waste your time or give you stories because you've probably already heard them and the same stuff, but there are many more musicians for this person to use. Are for you to use that this person has used and pissed off already. So, let's just go ahead and throw that out there too. That's not the first time I've heard this. I'm going to read you the rest of this dude's messages in just a minute. But, if this person and other people are saying, there's many more that will tell you about their experience with this person. Understand, I'm playing not super hardball yet. I'm not playing it yet. I could reach out and I could make a post about people's encounters with said person. And I could have them on the show. And we could do one long-ass episode of all these people telling their encounters with you. Well, the reason why that's a good idea for me, because if you're sitting there saying that I'm telling lies and I'm slandering, then you're literally going to have to file. How many we've read so far? Almost 10? 10 slander cases. You're going to have to do that. And at some point in time, you take that in front of a judge. And after I show the judge, if you try to take my ass to court, and I show them all these messages become public for one, and then I can release them. Two, people are going to realize that it's not me. It's not me. It's everyone that thinks this way. And then after that last little portion of what I read of this guy, I said, you're good. You ain't wasting my time at all. I think that it's just funny that this person has made so many people mad. This is the rest of their story. When I first met said person, I was playing for a different female artist. And the person you're talking about told me I needed to quit playing for her because she was a copycat and a whore. And when she had copied everything the other girl had ever done. That's what bitches do. They try to take out. They try to take out competition and if they got good bandmates. And you going around calling somebody a whore. You know, most women are used to other women calling them that. But isn't that slander? I don't know. Somebody that's a lawyer, help me with that one. Let's see. This person right here is a sweet baby angel. This person is one of the nicest people alive. If y'all think that I have called certain friends of mine in Nashville, sweet babies. This guy right here is a sweet baby angel. This guy had no reason to message me except for everybody's tired of your shit. Just listen to your podcast. By any chance, is it Bitchzilla? I'm not saying any name, but if the shoe fits, wear it. This dude, in exclamation points, says, you're right. I know exactly who it is. And I said, LOL. Didn't go too much in it. I'm not down there, but she was opening for me at Crazy Bull, and was not very friendly. And I said, well, if it is said person, I've heard a lot of the same stories today. And they go on to say, honestly, I wasn't sure until I read some of the comments. And they just go on to pretty much say, where's it at? They tried to FaceTime me, and I missed it. There it is. And I was like, what's up, dude? I'm recording at the moment. And he's like, sorry, didn't mean to FaceTime you, but just so you know, I'm 100% on your side. She's a horrible person. Why are all these people saying the same thing, but nobody's coming to your aid that's not, you know, your family? And I saved the best for last, though. Save the best for last, because I have evidence of this now. Oh, you know what? I can tell you about another encounter real fast, real quick, while I'm looking this up. So, when we were having our two-year anniversary party Saturday. By the way, thank you to each and everybody that come out for the two-year anniversary. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. I very much appreciate everything that you did. I might got a little sideways, but shit, went on. I got really sideways that night. But I was in a great mood. So thank each and every one of y'all coming out. So, not only did I tell y'all a while ago about that person stealing a song from somebody else and recording it, not giving them credit for it, you told one of my buddies that I write with, that I hang out with pretty regularly, that a song that y'all did together, that they couldn't release it. And their parents happened to be here Saturday night. Their parents are extremely good people. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate them coming and hanging out. They had bad stories. They had a bad taste in their mouth about said person. And I think that they liked me so much at this point that if they wanted to, especially the dad. Dad would come on here and roast your ass if he wanted to. I don't know if they ever would, but maybe they would. Fuck, I don't know. But anyway, so that was another person. And this person, this is like, why are you that shitty to people? Why do you think that you have to be a shitty person to succeed? And the reason why I brought that up is because I wanted everyone to know that with the people that were here Saturday for 2-year anniversary, the young man, Matthew Burton, I'm going to say his name because I want all y'all to go look up Matthew Burton. If you don't believe me, I want you to go look up my guy. This is my dude. I literally idolize this guy. Everything that he has been through, and is, by the way, please say a prayer for his mother right now. His mother and their family, they're going through some medical stuff. Matthew, just know, your family here, and I love you to death, and we would do anything for you here. Literally. That's one of the reasons why I'm so pissy about all this shit, is because the way that Matthew got treated. A young man like him that has had an extremely hard life does not deserve nothing but love, respect, and everything from everybody else. So I'm going to read you his text message, because I know Matthew wouldn't care, because Matthew told them the story about what happened in here Saturday night. You're lucky that we didn't sit here and record Saturday night, because we probably would have made it all about Bridezilla. This is a message from Matthew to me. I just listened to the episode you did about her, and I really appreciate the support for me, but it ain't even a big deal to me anymore. I wrote her off and let it go after she basically called me and was just trying to save face. I say, well, bro, it means a lot to me because I love you. He says, I appreciate you, bro. I love you too. That right there, I'm just telling you, oh man, it chokes me up. It pisses me off. Hell, I think it made me cry Saturday night when I was so tore up. Like, I understand that I am blessed. I understand that the things I get to do in life, a lot of people don't get to do. I also think that when I'm given the opportunity to stand up for what is right, regardless of what the situation is, that I should do it. I want y'all to understand that. That when I get a chance to do something that is right, even in the face of a cease and desist letter, I'm going to do it. There's too many weak-ass people in this world. There's too many sensitive people. There's too many entitled-ass people that just think they're going to get by the rest of their lives by just treating people like shit. Look, the truth was bound to come out eventually. Problem is, you just keep fucking with the one that's got the loudest voice that knows the truth. Why you would do that shocks me. And, like I said, I understand why you think that you're doing the right thing. I do. But you're not. You could have, literally, gone about this a different way, but threatening me and everything else. We don't do that game around here. I don't bow down to threats. You know what? Even if, let's just say this. I want y'all to know where my heart is in this and how headstrong I am about this. You could literally take my studio, take whatever money you think I got, and as long as I know that I'm standing up for the people that you've been a bitch to, that if maybe they're scared to say anything. Maybe they're scared because a bunch of these folks are musicians. I even forgot this one. Let's go back. Let me pull up this message real fast from a producer. Let me just go find it. Where is it at? You're lucky I can't post on Facebook. Oh, by the way, thank you for y'all getting me blocked on Facebook for 6 days. It's really affected my numbers. That affected a fucking thing. Let's see. Where is it at? Okay. I'll read this message at the end. But as long as I have a voice that is louder than everybody else, you could take everything I got. And you're not going to make me back down. You're not putting baby in a corner, motherfucker. Y'all are playing a game you can't win. I've already put all the dirt out of me from being in jail before when I was younger, for being in a rehab detention center when I was younger, for having a felony when I was younger, from being a piece of shit when I was younger. I've put everything of mine on the table. That way when somebody brings it up, I'm like, yeah, I outed myself first. I've told some shitty jokes that some people might got offended by. But they know either to turn it and never listen again, or they're going to laugh along because they know it doesn't come from a place of malice. And I'll just go ahead and tell y'all, I'm not stopping. I will not stop. You want to take me to court? Take me to court. I have no problem with it. Because the second you take me to court and this becomes public record, if you don't think I am going to blast that ass and make you look like the worst human being alive, I will. I will. Because it's not slander. I'm not telling the listener any encounter that I didn't see firsthand or read an encounter from several different people. I could go onto the post and start reading comments about people knowing exactly who it is, but there's too many of them. There's too many of them identifying you without me ever saying your name. Understand that too. You outed yourself. Your family outed yourself. I did not. I made a generalized post. The fact that the shoe fits so good without saying your name just shows what a shitty person you've been to so many people. I have no respect for you. I have no respect for this fucking letter. I respect the law firm because they're just doing their job, and I'll never put somebody down that's just doing their job, even though this is directed towards me. I have no disrespect for these people. So once again, when I wipe my ass with it in a few minutes, it's not towards the law firm. It is towards the people who got the lawyers to do this. And if you want to take me to court, please take me to court. You are not the one that wants to take me to court. First off, take me to court anywhere around here and you see what the fuck happens. They're going to laugh at you. I do stuff for the police officers. I stand up for them. I do stuff for our military. I do stuff for anybody that is struggling. I don't have a bad reputation. Somebody might call me a womanizer. I might be. I'm a single 35-year-old man that likes women. Women happen to like me. And by the way, I saw some messages that were sent me, some screenshots. They were cute as fuck. About me having little man complex. First off, good Lord made me 5'9", 5'10", on a good day when my back ain't hurting. Tell that joke all the time. You know, if that's a little man complex, you're going to have a hard time finding a boyfriend or husband. Damn. Because you are taller than most of us. You are, a little bit taller than the rest of us. But you're also a bigger bitch and cunt than anybody else I've ever met in my life. And, no, by the way, that's not slander. That's the truth. The fact that I believe the word cunt, which is one of my favorite words, by the way, the word cunt was used several times describing you. I'm pretty sure I get called an asshole. I'm pretty sure I get called a dickhead every day. I take pride in it because that's my personality. I like the fact that there's people out there hating on me. It makes me a very happy person that people are hating on me. Because that means they're still listening. You might not like me, but you're still paying my fucking bills. You're still viewing me. Howard Stern, who's one of my idols, I'm sitting here looking at him right now, a poster of him in my studio. And I think back to his movie, Private Parts. And there is a scene in the movie to where they're asking sponsors or whatever. They're telling Howard that the sponsors have dropped him. And as soon as those sponsors dropped him, 10 more wanted the place of those that had dropped. And when they asked the sponsors, when they asked listeners and everything, why they wanted to be part of the Howard Stern show so much, whether you liked him or not, this was the response that you got. The average Howard Stern hater, or I got to say it the right way, the average Howard Stern lover would only listen for an hour and a half every day of his four-hour show. When they asked these people why, the common answer was, I want to see what he's going to say next. The average Howard Stern hater would listen for like 3 hours a day. When they asked them why, the common answer was, I want to see what he's going to say next. I love the fact that some people don't like me. I love the fact that some people find me offensive. I was not made to sugarcoat your fucking life. I will not make myself uncomfortable to make yourself comfortable. Now, the thing about this is since we have so many people, especially in Nashville, you got to remember, it's one thing that you need to really sit back and think about before you fuck with me anymore. I have a good reputation in Nashville. I have now done more shows in Nashville than you. I've got some more shows coming up in Nashville. Do you? No. I am friends with people that play constantly with big organizations in Nashville. I have friends that are connected with some record labels that there are very, very famous people that work for that record label. And they listen to this show. So, I will go ahead and say this. If you keep fucking around, take me to court to where all this is public. I want you to. Because then I'm going to countersue for you taking up my time and my money, and a judge is going to see all these text messages, as the attorney that I talked to earlier said. I'm baiting you right now. I'm baiting you. I have the proof, and I'm only reading proof. I'm only reading accounts with people. You're just on social media crime because somebody finally called you out on your bullshit. There's not been a story that I have told, text message that I've read, that has not been real. That's not slander. Sounds like your guilty conscience is attacking you, and you know that you're fucked. So, I want you to take into account that this could be over. This could be over right after this. Could be over, okay? But if you take me to court and you make this shit public, bruh, I am going to put you out there in a way that you don't want. I happened to see your social media the other day, especially your TikTok. I think I got like 300,000 people that follow me. You have less than 1,000. So let's see who comes to whose defense. Let's see. Let's see when I put out, because TikTok loves drama. God, TikTok loves drama. All I got to do is let you send me another one of these letters telling me a court date. I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there. You just make sure I get to show the stuff to the judge first or the people that represent me. We'll make sure. They're going to toss you out of court so fast for wasting their time, and they're going to make you pay me, bitch. So, Bitchzilla, as I sip my whiskey and get ready to turn this off, you can let it die, or we can go hard in the paint. So, I hope you have a good day. I hope you learned your lesson. If you haven't, I don't give a fuck. Because if you thought some piece of paper was going to back me down, what a fucking joke. Because once again, also, I'm glad that you sent that letter. I needed a show today. I needed something to bitch about today. And once again, TikTok loves drama. People that listen to the show love drama. So after I post a cease and desist letter on social media, don't worry, I will block out the name of you and said attorneys because I don't want the attorneys to get any backlash for them doing their jobs. You're just going to make me more fucking money. Keep playing the game and you're going to fucking lose. I said it the other fucking day. If you come for the king, especially this one, you ain't going to do nothing but end up with a crown up your ass. Thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. I'll catch y'all next time. Or hell, might even see y'all in court.